this board, I think, should be paying attention to everywhere. One is government planning, and the fact that all the problems, every single problem that we're dealing with in the state of Florida right now, as it relates to water, went through committees with people with suits and ties and clipboards and blueprints, and it was all approved, and at some point it was all thought to be a good idea, and now it's not. And guess what? It's still happening in government planning meetings right now, is bad ideas. So we need libertarians that have backgrounds in development, construction, landscaping, whatever it is, farming. I know we had a, at our last meeting, we had a candidate up in, I believe it was maybe Alachua, who had a Suwannee, and he had a lot of background in ranching. You know, we need libertarians that are solid in the resume for the seat that you're running for. It's great for libertarians to just step up and want to run because they don't want people to win unopposed. That's also great. But what's really great is when you get good qualified candidates running for positions where they can gain credibility when they get an opportunity to speak about what their goals are and what they're trying to do. So I've already been appointed to the board. I am an associate supervisor on the board.
Woo-hoo!
And thank you. And I recommend any other candidates or even just people interested enough to go to a soil and water meeting, which means your life is pretty boring, but you know, if you do go to soil and water board meetings, one of my recommendations is that you listen, and if they talk about wanting to appoint associate supervisors, the board has the ability to create its own criteria for whatever that looks like for them to vet, if you would. So listen to that and either consider running, you know, putting yourself in a position to be appointed or find someone else to do that. Let's get libertarians on these boards, whether it's an elected position, which is the supervisor role, or like I'm doing, which is an associate supervisor role. So I won't take up a lot more time, but I do have one story that I want to share with you that is something that kind of fell in my lap. And what I've realized with studying the state statute 582, which is what the Soil and Water Board exists from in the state of Florida, you know, this is the perfect board for libertarians. And if you're a libertarian that wants to get on the Soil and Water Board and try to shut it down, I want you to stop and I want you to think about it. Because this is a watchdog board, has no authority to write legislation. Hopefully it's not a tax burden to your district, but it is in some. And if it is, don't make that your only reason for trying to shut the board down. You know, maybe get involved and try to reduce the burden or shift the revenue stream from being a tax burden to some other revenue stream. But one thing that fell in my lap, I've got a friend who's lived in Apopka, the second largest city in Orange County where I live. He's lived on his property for 22 years. Okay, they had just over 4 acres. Property is real narrow, real long property, and it goes downhill. Never had any flooding on their property for 20 of those years. Well, 2 years ago, they built a big giant highway behind this house. Okay, so eminent domain came, he worked out a favorable deal, and was able to pay the rest of his property off, so that wasn't, the eminent domain issue wasn't a negative thing for him. What is a negative thing for him is when they built the road behind him, now his property floods. So after the hurricanes last year, he had 18 inches of standing water on over half of his property. He was on the news, he had expressway authority people out there, he had Orange County government people out there, all promising to help him solve his problem. A year later, crickets. He's not getting anybody to respond. Nobody's helping this little guy that government ran over with their new road, and they don't care about him anymore. So guess what I did? I went out and spent two hours with the guy. I interviewed him, videoed his property. We went out on the highway. We pulled over on the side of the road. We walked through the whole retention area, videoed it. And I put this video together, and I started spreading it around social media. Within one week, he had Orange County Commissioner, the head of Orange County Public Works Engineering Department were there, and a few other people were there, and they were promised, they actually told me to stand down, basically. Okay, so, which was fine. I was a little, he wanted me to be there because he trusted me, but the fact that I was campaigning, the commissioner reached out to me and said, you know, it could be perceived, if you're there with us, that we're supporting your campaign.
Conflict of interest, yeah.
And I said, I get that, and that's not my interest. My interest is that this guy's problems get solved. The reason that I bring this up is this is a perfect role for this type of activism on this board. And when you have that little badge, guess what they have to do? They have to listen to you. Okay, so I'm just learning as I've gotten, this is only 6-7 months I've really been involved in this process and learned the potential, and I don't even know what all of the potential of this board is. I just strongly encourage more libertarians to run for soil and water, and for affiliates to recruit libertarians. Look into the arenas where, you know, you might have landscapers or people that are in construction or people that know the lingo of development. Because that's one of the big areas where this board can impact. So that's my spiel, guys. I appreciate you letting me be here. If you have any more questions, I'm happy to answer. Thank you.
Derek Ryan is somebody that I look up to greatly. He is a very down-to-earth person. He is someone who looks at being able to contribute in a positive way in anything that he becomes a part of, whether it is a relationship, a friendship, a business, a political party. And for that, I'm thankful, Derek. We have 1 month left until election. What does this mean? This means that it is time to rumble. We gotta knock on doors. We have to campaign. We have to go on the media. We have to share with our friends. We have to fundraise. We have to be out there. Boots on the ground. So my request for all of you who live in Orange County is, after we hear our candidate speak, is to go to that booth in the back of the room where it says Derek Ryan, a really nice table over there, and I want you to sign up for his campaign and help him with this last push that we need in order to get another libertarian elected. With that being said, I'd like to bring up another candidate up to the stage, Mr. Chris Rose.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks, everybody, for coming out tonight. I really think this is a great turnout for this event. I'm also the director at large, too, of the Libertarian Party of Florida, so I wear a lot of hats. In addition to running my campaign, I'm also working to further this organization right here. And just by y'all being here, you're contributing to that, and you're helping with that. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you so much. This is great for me. But I know the chair wants to talk about a little bit about my campaign, so here it goes. I'm just a guy who grew up, born and raised in Alachua County, a couple hours north of here, right there on the property that I grew up in. The property borders the headwaters of the Santa Fe River. Within the furthest one out is probably 45 minutes. And within 45 minutes, there's about almost a dozen springs along the Santa Fe River. Most of y'all are probably familiar with that area. So I grew up along the Santa Fe and enjoying the springs. I'm just a guy that's passionate about the springs. I'm also passionate about fiscal responsibility. That's led to my conversion, I guess, and my journey to the libertarian side of things. In Alachua County, the government there is not really known for its fiscal responsibility, to say the least. And what I kind of bring to the table for the Soil and Water Conservation District there is, one, like Derek said, to be, you know, a little bit of oversight, to give a little bit more accountability to the county commission there, which pretty much ramrods everything through they and their staff. That they won't. And unless the citizens, I've talked to a lot of people up there who are, you know, their main concern is, hey, unless I go to the county commission meetings, I don't really have a voice in what they're spending money on. And all these conservation practices and all of these, these properties that the county is buying up in the name of conservation, and the citizens don't really have an input of what their money's being spent on. The last meeting that I sat in, there's a couple of county commissioners who were dissenting on this last land purchase that they did. They said, hey, this is within the city limits of Gainesville. We don't even own the mineral rights to it. You know, there was so much bad stuff that, you know, it looked to me, the first two minutes, the first time here about it, and I was there to speak on another agenda item, that, you know, well, where's the conservation districts with this, with these types of stuff, with these purchases? It sounds like that these projects would have benefited from a lot more public input, and at least from people within the county looking over that and saying, well, you know, I don't know if, you know, like a couple of commissioners were up there and said, I don't know if that's a really great, you know, stellar purchase. So I am a pretty regular attendee at the county meetings. I see the stuff that goes on. I think that, you know, if I'm elected, I could use this board, this district, my position as a county, as an elected county official, to really reach out more to residents, especially when these policies are not just impacting their tax dollars, but also, you know, these conservation projects which are happening on, you know, in their literal backyard and what have you. And I can, you know, bring a lot more community involvement to what the county is doing or trying to do. Now, we know that the higher up in government you go, the more inefficiency there is and the more ineffectiveness there is. If I can champion the rural community, the little small towns that, you know, surround Gainesville, if I can get more citizens involved and paying attention and augment their voices to this, you know, to this county commission that is used to just having their own, their way with all of it, then I really think that the everybody in Alachua County where I'm from will benefit to that. So anyway, again, thanks for coming out. That's what I'm bringing to the table. One of them, anyway, I think I'm prepared with a, you know, campaign speech. Thanks a lot, Marcos. But anyway. Really, hats off to every one of y'all. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for supporting the Libertarian Party of Florida. God bless.
We have the honor of having another gentleman here who's also running for office. So please help me welcome Mr. Sean Coos.
So when they bought the dessert, I really thought they were serving flan, which is my second favorite.
What was it?
Dessert. I said it was tres leches. So if I got anything, just give me a wink. This is my own humble accolade. I want to add one more. I recently won a trophy for best beard in Longwood, Florida. First annual, so that'll go down in annals of history, the city I attended high school. Okay, I appreciate the Mr. Woods is speaking on the bias of coercion, right? So as a candidate, you don't ever really want to go out there talking about, well, you know, Facebook won't boost my fucking post, or, you know, I don't make the news. You know, whether it doesn't matter what the bias is of coercion. Okay, and so that's my new kind of thing, so I'm going to steal that from Tom Woods. As an environmental position candidate, I turned to a wonderful book by Miss Mary Ruart, Healing the World, and I mean, I should not, absolutely. Especially for the language. You know, you have a libertarian principle in you, but what's the language when we talk about environmentalism? And that's going to take me to another point. So we use terms like we use terms like trying to create a harmonious society, right? What are you trying to do with the Office of Soil and Water Conservation District? What is it again? Where do you meet? I don't even know who you guys are. Well, we're trying to just make a nice harmonious society for us to live in, right? I don't want my trash on your yard, you don't want your trash on my yard. Can we all agree on that? Yeah, of course we can agree on that. Wonderful. Now let's just start talking about how we get there. Right. I try to use Larry Sharpe's 80-20 rule. He didn't invent it, but he did make it most eloquent for us. You know, I go to the Democrats and I go to the Republicans and I say, you guys want a clean planet? You want responsible use of our shared resources? Yes, great. We're like 80% there. What can we do together? You know, we're going to work with them. There's not enough of us to not work with them. So, you know, I can't go in there digging my heels. Say it's libertarian or it's nothing, Jack. Get on board. Taxation is theft. It's not going to work. Pardon my apologies, too. Sorry, sir. Sorry, young Alex.
Oh.
You're growing up in that house. You're going to hear. We're not going to go there. We're not going to get started. Sorry. All right, let me, for real, let me, for real. So where do I go with that? So I mentioned Mary Brewer. It's a great book. Read it. In Seminole County, there's only two counties in the state that have what's called an eastern rural boundary. I can't attest to what direction the other rural boundary occurs in, but in Seminole County, it's the eastern rural boundary. And that is undevelopable land. And so what did voters do? They put it in the hands of course, the government to make sure that it never gets, developed. Now, it's a very important wetland because, you know, we're in a flat state and the water's got to go somewhere. And we have the St. John's coming through our county, and it's Lake Jessup and all Lake Monroe and whatnot. And, there's just no elevation change except for Altamont Springs. It's a little high. But other than that, Longwood, really high. But the other point, only two state cities, three cities out of seven in Seminole County that didn't ban medical marijuana following the guide of the wonderful Jason Roger, or state representative. But that's a different speech. The point is, we want to save the eastern rural boundary. I said, well, if the government is the answer, why do we have to save it? If you put it in the hands of a benevolent government enterprise, why does it need saving? Well, because we can't trust them. Okay. So the other thing that I started running on is, look what they've been doing out west for years. And it also occurs three different places in Central Florida, and they're called land trusts. Right? We put our money where our mouth is. We know that as libertarians, when the day comes that we finally get our way, it's going to have to be us that steps up first and says, oh, by the way, we're willing to do all this damn work that we say can be done voluntarily. Right? We can't just sit and go, now get to work, folks. We put out this wonderful theory for you. We're going to have to do the work. And land trusts represent that. One of the land trusts in Orange County is called Hannibal Square, and it's a nice historic little, literally four squares on an intersection that is historically can't be built. There's a tiny park in Altamont Springs we need to find and figure out how it's working. There's one behind my house. Who knew, right? he's the city commissioner for Odessa. And there's one behind my house. And it's mitigation land, but then Unit 8 of the HOA bought it, so you couldn't develop it if you want to, because it's a trust, you're allowed to self-share. It's only the people that you know share your own. Yeah, we know what trust is. Most of the time you bust them, but in this case we don't. So it's common sense language like that that can be both forthcoming, forthright libertarian language without using our inside voice. I'm not showing up anywhere yelling taxation is theft and down with the state and all these other things and have people go, no, that sounds like reasonable language. And it is reasonable language to us, but there's not enough of us to prevent us from having to work with them. And so we're going to have to find common language. And then it's a process. Who knows the process? I'm going to speed this up. When you run for something in your county, not if, when, I say if too damn long, for yourself if you're running next. And by the way, folks, you show up to these hobnobs, it's full Republicans and Democrats, it's full people who are already elected, and people have done this a couple of times. They're not that intimidating. Let me tell you something. Their ideas are not original, nor are they unique, nor are they the same damn things they've been running on for years and years and years. And when you've heard it enough times, you go, oh, I know this act. I caught that show, you know? And so you can run against them as a first-time soil and water candidate, and I can stand next to a Republican colonel from the military who I entirely respect, Mr. Smith, I really do. And I've got the same platform, and I've got the same microphone, and I've got the same chance of winning as he does, quite frankly. These people are not that intimidating. Anyway, I keep getting off my 4 points. When you get a manager, you need somebody to tell you to shut up. You need somebody to tell you that that's not the issue we're working on here today, Sean. Get that off of Facebook. You need somebody to say, oh, yes, you are showing up to this other meeting as well, by the way. You need somebody to say, I know you're not from that neighborhood, but you're going down to that neighborhood because they're having an HOA meeting, and you're going to sit there and you're going to listen to them. So get a manager. Get a manager. Get a manager. The first cards I ever put out had a typo on them. Get a manager. And then honor the work by doing the work. I don't coach my son's baseball team this season. Don't cry for me, Argentina. socialist moment, but I signed up to do this work. And Derek has signed up to do the work, and Greg's giving me money, and Marie's giving me money, and Jim Turney's giving me money, and a lot of people in this room have given me money to do the work. You have to do the work. I'm sorry, you've got nothing else to do next Saturday but walk and knock on doors. You've got nothing else to do but put your chin up, lead with your chest, take a deep breath, and ask somebody to vote for you. You have to do the work in order to honor the work, to honor the message that we know is the right message. And I'll end with this, and that's, there are just a few reasons, a few good reasons to run. One of them is put your money where your mouth is. You really have to put your money where your mouth is. And then you have to learn that when you're gonna disagree with somebody, I'm being promoted by the whole DNC in Seminole County simply because I'm running against the Republican. For no other reason than that. And if you're gonna do that, and I said it to somebody in this room, no. I said to somebody, does that feel kind of dirty though? It feels kind of like we're dirty dancing with them. You know, even though I don't like them, we just had a thrill and be like, thanks for your next partner. And they said, no, man. Let the establishment do all the work. You know? If they're gonna do all the work holding you down, do all the work, you know, promoting you as well. So do the work, lead with an honest libertarian message, know your stuff, and you know, don't back down. These people are not that intimidating.
We can always appreciate Sean's honesty. Yes. So the idea with First Step, our operation that has led us with the most elected libertarians in the U.S., starts with soil and water boards and CDDs, community development districts, so they could develop rapport within the community to one day have enough support to run for a higher office, be it city council, be it mayor. It's a little bit ambitious to think we're going to have a libertarian governor, a libertarian president, as much as they want it. We need to be realistic with ourselves, and we need to start from the bottom up. So after this first step, after CDD, soil and water boards, city councils, city commissions, you have county commissions. And we have a libertarian elected county commissioner named Jim Turney.
City commissioner.
Please help me welcome Mr. Jim Turney.